Hello again there, folks. So I thought I would just switch on the microphone and have a bit of a talk about some things that's been going on recently and what I think's going to be happening in the future. So as most people know, Millennial Wars' channel was deleted. It's 7 years old. It's been around through right from the beginning of before the alt-right sort of surge, and then all the way through, and then it's sort of quieting down the last few years. Way of the World's channel has also been deleted, and he's been around for quite a long time. I think he was around from 2016, but of course this is just the latest in just an endless purge of any kind of dissident right-wing content from YouTube, from this platform. Though I'm also going to be posting this video on other platforms as well, which I'll come to later. And it's funny to be left in that situation, in my situation, because there's a couple of other channels left out there, all waiting for the chop. But by and large, I mean, even some of those are more recent ones. And I was thinking about this, that I'm kind of like the last of the Mohicans. Or there's very, very few of us left. There was once upon a time on YouTube existed an energetic, creative, dissident, socio-political, cultural movement, and it's been so thoroughly purged and destroyed. It once stretched across hundreds of channels on YouTube, and now the censorship has been so relentless and so long enduring that you get to it where I'm like kind of like the last one. I'm the last saber-toothed tiger waiting to go. Well, me and a few others who I can't name because it'll be like blowing their cover or something. But I'm sure people know who I'm talking about. So you just see that it's like it really is the end of an era. People are saying it's the end of an era, particularly because Millennial Wars' channel was sort of like the stalwart and the first of its kind, or the first of its kind that gets popular. But I mean, it's an interesting thing for me that the say Way of the World and Millennial Wars' YouTube channels, they were old, and it's. How come no? Like, where were the more recent channels? Where were the people who came after that? Millennial Wars' channel was 7 years old. Way of the Worlds was 4 or 5, and you think, well, where is the, say, the Way of the World or the Millennial Wars, which came along in I don't know, 2018 or 2019? Like, where are those channels that have all of these subs? And the fact is, they just don't really exist, with some very notable exceptions. What came in after that was the neo-reactionary stuff made a comeback, mainly because it's a little bit more nuanced, and they don't get into the really inflammatory stuff that used to be popular on YouTube. So they, in a way, I think they have benefited from that. I don't hold them against them. There's a lot of interesting ideas going on there, and I get on well with them. I talk to them a lot, but it remains a fact that what was an entire scene, an entire movement, has been completely purged off this platform, and you get down to the situation where, like, you're the last of the eagles that needs to be shot by some toothless goon. That's kind of like where we are. And when you say, well, why did nobody come in? Why is there been a bit of a dearth of new content creators over the last few years? Now, you can get into the political philosophy of it all, and you can talk about how it went out of fashion or all of this, but the core things didn't actually go out. The core sort of messages of these, the alt-right, let's say, are still more important than ever. It's just what happened is that I think YouTube, this is about YouTube. It became so creativity became impossible on this, and I think this is something which doesn't get discussed enough. Where if you're a young lad and you've got some ideas, you've got some skill making videos and things like that, like, are you going to bother investing your time and energy in a site like YouTube where you know they hate your guts and they know you want you gone? And the fact is, no. And I think there's a lot of reasons for this. And I also argue it definitely is a thing that there hasn't been as many people signing up, and being creative and expressing themselves on this platform in the way that they were before 2016, 2015, when it just seemed you couldn't keep up with all of the content. So that's all been purged, and then afterwards, people others have seen what's been going on, and they thought, well, there's no point. I'm just not going to get involved. And in a way, that was the whole point of the censorship in the first place. It was to deter people from getting involved. And so I'm actually looking at the general scene and thinking, the way for it's easy to get sort of pessimistic about that, but I'm looking at some of these things popping up like BitChute and Odyssey, which a lot of people are talking about Odyssey, and I'm actually strangely optimistic because I feel that the it's it, if you are going to want to be creative and actually get people involved and create new things and create fresh new cultural forms, YouTube's the worst place in the world to do it because all it does is incentivize conformity and brain dead, dumb, neoliberal left thinking. Not even really interesting left thinking, where they're looking at the money power and dismantling and all this. Like, it's all just this like retardation where you've got to conform to the guidelines of whatever the oligarchs want. And so what you can see is, whereas let's say me and a couple of others are like the last of the Mohicans on this website, the flip side of that is all these grifters like Vouch and ContraPoints, who make a killing now. They're not clinging on by their fingernails. They're not getting purged. The left is not in any way subversive whatsoever. They are. I mean, Distributor's done a good video on this recently. And to be fair, there's even criticism going on from within the left about the fact that if you know, it's the right that's being purged by the money power, by the neoliberal oligarchs, by the NGOs, by all of the groups we aren't even allowed to talk about on YouTube. But then you have to ask yourself, is that good for them? Has that been good for them to conform to a certain set of guidelines to the letter because they're making 2 grand a week in super chats, or they've got 10,000 people on Patreon, or whatever it happens to be? And the fact is, no, I think they are being completely contained on this platform, and it may well be painful for like nationalists and right wingers, dissident right wingers, to be purged in this manner. But when you look at the possibilities which are now showing up on other platforms and on other sites, then you can begin to get a little bit more optimistic, I think, because the all YouTube does is like the rest of the system. Kills creativity. It kills anybody with an aesthetic sense or an artistic sense, and it reduces everybody to just being some slave of the oligarchs. And so when you look at the bulk of the left-wing content, it falls into just a few different modes. One of them is that they can LARP and pretend that there's going to be some grand anarcho-Bidenism on the horizon, that they got rid of the orange man, because it does seem to be a bit of an American thing. They got rid of the orange man, and now they are going to pressure the Biden and the system into whatever it is, enacting all of these different social policies. Well, some things they may adopt and some things they won't, and you can already see that on many of these issues, the student debt forgiveness and all this, Biden's just telling them to go fuck themselves, and they're going to have to answer for this. In the same way, they're going to have to adopt all of these like sad coping mechanisms when the forever wars start up again in the Middle East, which they will. So they are now in hock to the system, and you can think, well, at the end of the day, yeah, it's like this dead zombified movement, and they've inherited this wasteland of conformity, but it isn't even like any kind of true leftism which is flourishing on YouTube. It's just this conformist neoliberal politically correct rubbish which bores everybody to death. Which they can then do crap streams for thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, that's it. Which they eventually are going to have to answer for. You know, like, aren't they supposed to be against all of these people making lots of money? Are they going to share it out? Are they actually going to create a real world organization? No, none of that. You know, none of this. As distributors pointed out in his video, which was a conversation went on, the like, you know, whatever you say about Nick Fuentes, there's a real world organization. It seems like everybody on the right complains that there's nothing emerging. You know, there's no new organizations. That's not actually true. It's just that the organizations get attacked in the real world. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that you also have these lefties on YouTube who are still going to be around when all of us are gone. You know, when the last of the saber-toothed tigers of the right is shot and then hung up on a wall as a trophy on like somebody's tweet because the channel went down. There's still not going to be any kind of socialist movement in the real world because they're all just too fucking lazy and stupid to do anything about it. Meanwhile, in terms of like the our scene where it's you're in this difficult position where you're used to having it's in your sort of habits to go to a certain set of channels because you belong to a certain circle on the internet and you're seeing it disappear in front of your eyes. Well, the thing is, I've been looking at Odyssey quite a bit lately, and I'm quite optimistic about it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I can do this again on here. They also give incentives for you to go on there. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, I can go on there and say whatever I want, and it isn't not to be. And I think this was a mistake that was made with BitChute, was that just because you can say all of these edgy things, then you feel as if you have to. And I think it has to be more natural in the future, where yeah, you may say something which is a little bit spicy, but not just for the sake of it. I think that was the lesson that we learned after the 20 sort of 17. Period. I mean, and for BitChute, I'm still going to upload to BitChute. I know there's people being criticizing it, but look, at the end of the day, the BitChute is now under pressure from the system because it allows free speech. Odyssey is pretty much free of the system, but YouTube is the worst of everything because it is the system. It is just a tentacle of the system. It isn't that it's being pressured by the system. It's that it is the system. So I'm gonna, you know, I've got a bit of sympathy for the long-suffering bloke who runs BitChute because I don't think he knew what he got into. But I do feel like this problem has been solved. I think BitChute was like a lifeboat, and everybody piled into it. But more and more, the Odyssey's looking pretty good. It looks slick. It works well. So what we could see is like this is like a new energy, and an energized scene, which we just can't and hasn't happened on YouTube. It's been kind of lifeless because at the end of the day, you always feel like you're going to get banned. It's not something you want to invest in, and they don't want you to invest in it. I mean, imagine if you got Charles Dickens to rewrite or write a book, but took like gave him a list of words he wasn't allowed to use. Imagine if you've imagine somebody like Rembrandt, and you tell him to make a painting, but he's not allowed to use the color brown. This is what it's like, and it's not just about the politics of it. It's not just about the kind of mentioning a certain group or saying this particular slur or being explicitly offensive and politically incorrect and all that. I actually think I think this kind of censorship has a deadening effect. Now, some people will say it makes you more creative to get around the rules. Well, yeah, that's true, but you know, it is like that too is like a bit of a coping mechanism. It's better just to be able to express yourself and say what you want, because I think it does have this deadening effect on absolutely everything on the platform. That's why I was kind of mentioning the left before as well, because they were always closer to the system, even though they hate to admit it. It's a fact. Their ideas, and they're not. It's not because they've had this influencing on the system. It's because they are creations of the system itself, and they can pretend that they are doing something on YouTube, and the system's quite happy for them to live in that fantasy. But even then, You can see that they're fooling themselves into thinking they're doing something. At least, the right aren't under those kind of illusions to that degree. Which I mean, they've really got problems if you think sitting on your Patreon account of like $25,000 a month, like ContraPoints or whatever that voucher's getting or whatever. Like that's that. Yeah, they're allowed to do that because they don't threaten the system. It's as simple as that. They're not a worry, and they've learned to conform to the value set, and they're okay with it. We can't do that. And we're actively being purged. So these things, it could be that once we get this move done, and this is all over, this deadening effect, this feeling that you're under constant scrutiny, it may well be quite a liberating thing. And we could see this new wave of interesting stuff happening over on somewhere like Odyssey. So it is the end of an era. But the thing about an end of an era is that something else always begins. And I'm actually, I mean, I'm not well known for being like a bundle of joy, but yeah, I think it's gonna be okay. I think we're gonna make it. I think it's gonna be okay. As far as this whole censorship is going, the challenge in the future is gonna be real world. So if they can't censor us on the internet anymore, because you've got blockchain, next generation things like Odyssey or Telegram or now Gab, then what are they going to do? Well, it's probably going to be just coming to your door, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So yeah, I'm mildly optimistic, but yeah, this channel will go as well. So people who support me financially, unsubscribe, so on Patreon. If I do something off platform, I always post it on there, so they always get to see it, because I'm forever grateful for that, for that support. So that you'll all, or you can follow my Telegram, and I'm also on Gab, so you can see what I'm up to there. I always post it, and everything always gets posted to my old blog as well. So yeah, I don't think it's the end of one particular long stretch, and it's the beginning of something new. So, I'll see you later, folks.